This week's Tow Away has been sponsored by Family M. Wiesenfeld, Lichvot Hanesuim Shel Swuri Phineas and Esti Wiesenfeld. Tes Shvat, Thursday the 2nd of February, Rabbi Leibish Heller, Bris Yamsuf and Bris Olam.
Bris, I just want to congratulate the Olam on the new Bris Medrasher. This is my first time speaking here in the new Bris Medrasher. I spend time here during the day. It wasn't only Harchivi Mokoim or Halaych Begashmius, but this became really a very, very central Mokim Torah here. You come here in the mornings, there's a tzibur from wall to wall sitting and learning, which is a gevaldike thing. And I think that the locals who live in the area owe a tremendous, of course, a toif to the Rov, to the Askanim, to whoever is involved.
Even though they can't park anywhere.
Yeah, even though it's a small price to pay that you get your alleyway blocked if you get to live across the street of a smash like this. Abisai, I want today to learn one pasuk in one word in the Torah. One word in the Torah, a six-letter word, which, if we look at it, Bo'imek, according to the Medrash, and according to what it says in many Sforim, Sifri Soyd, Sifri Chasidus, this word really gives us a deeper understanding of everything that we encounter, of the whole world. The whole world becomes a different world. The nature of Olam Hazeh and the relationship between Olam Hazeh, this world that was created in Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, the relationship that it has with Torah, with Bnei Yisrael, and of course the Kaddish Baruch Hu, takes on a new meaning when you look at this one word. So of course the subject of this week's parsha is Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the highlight. That's the highlight of the parsha, Oz Yosher, which is the continuation of Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, after Kriyas Yamsuf, the pasuk says, "Vayet Moshe es yode al hayom, vayoshev hayom lifnei zboiker." And then there's a word. And afterwards, Mitzrayim nosim lekrosoi ve'nar Hashem es Mitzrayim b'toich hayom. But what does it say? "Vayoshev hayom lifnei zboiker le'eisonoi, le'eisonoi." That the Yam didn't just go back to some position that it would have had, but it went back to Leisonoi, and not just Lekoik Voyarishon. That's the title of Leisonoi. Lekoik Voyarishon, the ocean, the Yam, the sea, didn't just cease to be split, but it actually reverted to its original strength, to its original position of strength. And the obvious question in Pshat, in the Pasuk, and in Rashi, why would I have thought otherwise? In other words, if it wouldn't have said the word Leisonoi, it would only have said Vayoshev Hayom, then you and I may have mistakenly thought, yeah, it was Yoshev, but not Leisonoi, not the way it was originally. The Torah is Megala to us, it was Yoshev exactly the way it was originally. Why would it have returned to something that is less forceful than it ever was from the beginning? This was an aberration, this was a temporary suspension of the nature of the Yam. So as soon as that's finished, as soon as that's terminated, you come back to square one. You go back to the default position. What's the default position? A yam, with soaring, with waves, and everything else. Why would I have thought that it wouldn't have returned Leisonoi? So what's the purpose of this word? What does the word Leisonoi teach me? Where would I have gone wrong if it was not for this one word? That's questionable. Now the Maaseh is, there's a medrash on this word Leisonoi. The Medrash says on the word Leisonoi, Leisonoi is oisiois litnoi. Litnoi. Says the Medrash, Tanai hisna Kodesh Baruch Hu imayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai with the Yam. Shas Briyas HaOlam, Kodesh Baruch Hu made a condition with the Yam. What was the condition? The condition was that when Bnei Yisrael are going to have to go toward Matan Torah, they're going to have to leave Mitzrayim, you should be Nifka, you should be Nikra, you should make way for them. That was a Tanai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masna with the Yam, and the Medrash goes on, everything that was created was originally put under condition, it was made with a Tanai that it should always make way for Bnei Yisrael and for Torah. So here again, there's a few questions. First of all, the question of Pshat. Litnoi, if we're referring to the Tanai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masna b'shas abriya, then this is in the wrong place. What the Pasuk is describing over here is not the Yam splitting. The Yam splitting, that will have been a fulfillment of its commitment, of its time. Now he's living up to his commitment. The condition that he originally was given is now being honored by the Yam. It should have said, "Vayibaka yom litnoi." The yam was split in accordance with the original tanai. That's not what it says. It says, "Vayashav yom." The vayashav, that's not the tanai. The tanai is over. The tanai is behind us. You already did your job. You already lived up to your obligation. Fine, now you go back to where you were. Not vayashav litnoi. The Yedei Moshe on the Medrash over there, he says, litnoi was, because since the tanai was that if you're not going to listen, you're going to be toyu vavoyu, you're going to go back to where you were, you're not going to have any existence. So litnoi means because of the tanai, that's why he was able to be vayoshev and become back an ocean, because he fulfilled the tanai. But then it becomes like because of the tanai. Since he fulfilled his obligation, therefore he was granted the allowance, the continued license to exist. But it says litnoi means he went back to its tanai. He went back to its tanai. Over here, he's going to the tanai. What does it mean, litnoi? But the truth is, Rabbi said, there's a deeper, a much more fundamental, obvious question that we have to ask ourselves when we read a medrash like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make a tanai with the yam. I'm making you on condition that you're going to listen. Which implies that if there was no tanai, then the yam wouldn't have to split. The only reason it has to split is because it's being held accountable to its commitment that it made 3,000 years earlier. Who needs his commitment? There's only one Bala boss. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss. And if he says you have to split. It's as if the yam would have had the option to not split. And because of the tanai, it is bound to follow the instructions from on high, and therefore it has to split for Bnei Yisrael. How could one say such a thing? You make a tanai when you're in business with somebody else, and somebody else has a mind of his own, and by definition also an agenda of his own. So you want to make a tanai, you want to put it down on paper, this is my commitment, this is your commitment, in every eventuality, what you're going to do, what I'm going to do. When you have two people involved in a process, two minds involved in a process, you have to make tanai between them. Right? A chosn and a kala make tanoim. Because each one has his own day. Right? Das achrina. The Gemara says in Kiddushin of Zayin, why don't you say Pashto by Kiddushin? Because das achrina. There's a das, the Isha has a das. She's a ktana, the father has a das. But when there's two stubborn, that's where you have tanoim. The yam is nothing. The yam is a nivro. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to split, it'll split with it tonight or without it tonight. So what's this business of it tonight? What was achieved with it tonight? What is the deeper significance? What is the meaning of this tonight? And lastly, finally, just a lesser question. Often, there's a klal that whenever you have different pshatim in one word, they somehow are connected to one another. So what is the connection between the words litnoi kipshutoi, which means to tekef, and the pshat of the medrash to its toikif, and the pshat of the medrash that it means to its tanai, to its original tanai? So these are the questions that Rabbi say. What do we want here with leisonim? What is pshat in this leisonim? And of course, the ultimate question is, what do we learn from it? How do we apply it? What does it mean? What does it mean lamaisa? What does it mean lamaisa? Rabbi say, there are things that have qualities associated with them. Things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with certain qualities. There are certain qualities that the thing has. Every Nivra has its own Teva and its own Tchunois, its own nature and its own way of functioning. We have to be done, we have to clear when we look at something, we can clarify this. Whether the Tchuna is an essential, integral part of the nature of the thing, or it's a secondary aspect of the thing. In other words, for example, I don't know if this example is accurate because I'm not a scientist, but let's just throw this example the way it seems to us, right? Water flows. Water flows. If water should stop flowing, will it cease to be water? Maybe water is water. It happens to be that it flows. Right? If you take water to outer space where there's no gravity, it's not going to flow. It's going to go upwards. Maybe. Could be. Could be yes, could be not. Just because something has a certain condition attached to it, doesn't mean that that condition defines what it is. It could be that this condition is something secondary to the actual thing. A fire is hot. Fire is hot. Let's say somebody will come up with fire that's not hot. Does that mean that it's not fire? Is the heat in the fire what defines the fire, what gives it its definition as being fire. I would have thought, for example, light, a light, oh yeah, if it's not light, if it's not bright, if it doesn't illuminate, then it ceases to be light. You can't come up with a dark light. If it's dark, it's not light. That's what it is. That is what it is. Its very nature, its very essence is such that this is what defines it. If you take away the luminescence from light, if you take away the nature of the oil that it's meir, if it won't be meir anymore, then it won't be oil. So here's the thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We know from Tchilas HaBriya was Bishvil Yisrael u'Bishvil HaTorah. Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael u'Bishvil HaTorah. But there's two possibilities to understand this. There's two ways to relate to this. One is that the world has an independent identity. There's a Bria, there's an Olam. There's an Olam. It so happens that there's something that is far more important than this Olam, and that is Torah, and that is Yisrael. So the world has to make way for the interests of the world, of the Torah, of Yisrael. When there's a conflict of interests, when the agenda of Olam Hazeh goes one way, and the agenda of Torah goes another way, so Olam Hazeh has to yield for the higher agenda. But that doesn't mean that the world is not an entity unto itself. It doesn't mean that the world doesn't have its own agenda. The world has its own agenda, but it has to make way for something higher. It could have been the case that the world would have had the capacity within it to conflict with Torah. To conflict with Ratzon Hashem. But when that conflict comes, it has to subside, it has to be mevater on its interest for the sake of Torah, for the sake of Yisrael. The Tanai that we're talking about over here makes it a lot stronger. It's not only that the world was created Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu was matbiya into the teva of the Olam, that it has no other existence. Its purpose, its nature, its defining element is the fact that it has to facilitate Bnei Yisrael HaMatan Torah. That's a Tanai, Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Tanai. A Tanai we find in Torah, when you make a Tanai, if there's no Kiyum Tanai, then the Mises bottle may Karach. If you Makadosh Isha B'Tanai. You make a Tanai, Amanas, that then I'm going to give you £1,000,000, you're Mekudeshes. You don't give £1,000,000. So the Kiddushin bottle, you don't need a get. You don't need to come and be mafkia, the Kiddushin lemafreya, that there shouldn't be the Kiddushin any longer. The Kiddushin is now, it is now discovered that the Kiddushin never existed. Without the £1,000,000, there is no Kiddushin. There is no Kiddushin. This Kiddushin is totally vayimed. If there's £1,000,000 on the table, then there's a Kiddushin. If there isn't, there's no Kiddushin. Its very existence, its very nature, its very essence is contingent upon the fulfillment of the Tanai. And this, the way to determine this is, what happens if you remove the Tanai? Does it cease to exist or does it continue to exist? Lulei the Tanai, we also would have known that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he says, when he dictates that the Yam should be Nifka, it would have to be Nifka. But then there would be another Koyach that's overriding the Teva HaBriya. The Teva HaBriya is one where an ocean flows. An ocean flows, whether or not you're headed to Matan Torah, the ocean flows in the same way. Whether you're headed to do a mitzvah, you're headed to do an aveda, the nature of Olam Hazeh doesn't take that into account. Kadosh Baruch Hu can make nisim. Kadosh Baruch Hu could be geyser, I decree that the ocean should split, and of course the ocean would split. But then you're talking about a force that's overriding the nature of the Olam as it is, as it stands. You're talking about another force. But the default position of Olam Hazeh doesn't take Torah into account. The ocean doesn't consider whether the people standing at its shores, at its banks, are headed towards Matan Torah, Al Pitzivu Hashem, Davro B'nei Yisrael, B'Yisrael, because we want, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it Torah. The ocean doesn't take that into account. If Kadosh Baruch Hu is grazing on it, then something could change. Yes, of course. Of course it will have to acquiesce to Ratzon Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says a lot more than that. Kadosh Baruch Hu was matbiya into the teva habriya. Tanai hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu mayam. Your very existence, mishas habriya, is totally. This is what gives you your legitimacy, your validity. Your being created is contingent upon you being prepared to be nifka. So it's almost, so to speak, as if, right? Of course, it's not literally so, but it's as if the ocean wants to be nifka, the ocean has to be nifka. This is what validates it. This is what gives it its existence. Without Bkiya from Matan Torah, then what is the ocean? There's no Yah. The whole Bria was toila on the fact that it will give way from Matan Torah. But he said, Lefizeh, we understand. We understand Pshat in the Pasuk. Yosher Bayom, he's not coming to praise the Yam for fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. For fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem when he was Nifka. When he was Nika, when the Yam was split, that's when it was Mekayim the Tanai. Vayosha Vayom Le'oisonei, says Rashi, L'toikve Harishon. The Yam didn't just go back to be a flowing ocean. It went back to that Toikiv that it received by the Tanai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world before the Tanai and after the Tanai, it was a huge change. Without the Tanai, then the Bria of Olam is a Shvacha Bria. It's not a strong thing. It's not something that is part of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, so to speak. One second, let's just take one step back. We of course understand, before we come back to answering the question, we of course understand that HaKadosh, that Torah comes way before the Bria, precedes the Bria, and is much higher than the Bria, right? It comes much higher than the Bria. It's of a different source entirely. And Bnei Yisrael olu b'machshava, Yisrael olu b'machshava. It says, "Bedvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu." All of Bria comes from Dibur. Dibur is something which is chitzonius. Machshava comes from the pnimius of the Moyach. Yisrael are mushrish in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a lot, a higher, deeper, and stronger way than any aspect, than any part of the Bria. So let's understand this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this Tanai, that the Bria is part, its nature, its essence, is to facilitate for Yisrael and for Matan Torah, the Bria takes on an Aliyah. The Bria takes on a different Toikif. Becomes a different belt. The ocean is a different ocean. It's an ocean that is part of the plan of allowing for Matan Torah. It's an ocean that is incapable of being an obstruction to Matan Torah, of being a blockage to Matan Torah. It's an ocean that is merely a means, a hechetimtze, of facilitating and allowing the Bnei Yisrael to fulfill their purpose. And hu adin with the rest of Olam Hazeh. So all of Olam Hazeh gets a new toikif through this Tanai. Takes on a different dimension. This is what the Pasuk is saying. Vayoshev hayom lifneis boiker le'eisonoi. Because of what had just happened, the Yam went back not to where it was b'shas the Bria. It went back to where it was b'shas the Tanai, Litanoi, to the Toikif Arishin that it had b'shas the Tanai. In that Tanai, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected an Aliyah in all of Olam Hazeh. You're not just a side thing. You are there, your nature, your very being is part of the process of Bnei Yisrael and Matan Torah. Having proved that point, having split, having fulfilled, it's Tanai. Vayoshev hayom le'eisonoi. Le'eisonoi means le'tanoi. This would answer all of our questions. We understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make a Tanai. The Tanai wasn't the condition you're going to listen to me or not listen to me. The Tanai was that your nature is going to be one in which you are. You are part. Your very being is here to facilitate Matan Torah. And of course, that's the connection between the two Pirushim. Le'tanoi and le'tanoi Farishna are one and the same. Litanoi and Litoik Farishin is one and the same. And this is the moment where you go back Litanoi, not when you're splitting. When you're splitting is when you're doing what you're told. But because of the splitting, that's why the Yam has a Toikif. That's why the Yam has a Kiyum Amiti. Let's understand, Olam Hazeh is only 6,000 years. Shisal Vashin Habe Alma. Torah is Nitzchius. Yisrael is Nitzchius. The Nitzchius that Olam Hazeh could have is to the degree that it is attached and committed to Kiyum of Torah and Yisrael. That what gives it its Toikif Arishon. That is its Tanai. And there's a tremendous Musar Haskel to be learned from this Rabbi Isai. Because the truth is that every one of us is on a journey. L'Pesach Chatos Revitz, you're born in Mitzrayim, and your journey is to get to Matan Torah, to get closer to the Gilui of Kved Hashem, and to Torah Hashem, which is Matan Torah. And in between Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, you have a Yam. There's always a Yam. There's always an insurmountable obstruction that doesn't allow you to cross. It's impossible. The Torah has to be shaylo loy bashamayim, because in our mind it's bashamayim. It's something we can't achieve, we can't get to. So you think, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be oizeloy. You know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make a nest that the yam will split. But what is the yam? The yam is something that flows. The yam is something that blocks you. The yam is something that is in the way. The yam is capable, and its default position is one in which it doesn't allow you to progress. And the yam means olam hazeh. The yam means your business. The yam means your issues, your problems, and anything in this world that seems to be a stira, that seems to be a stira to kiyum ratzon Hashem, is that yam. And everything in this world, at some level, is a stira. Right? Because that's what the world is. The world is full of nisyan. It's full of helam v'hesed. Oilam miloshin helam. Miloshin helam. Your car gets in between you and Hashem. Your house. The more property you have, the more problems you have. In ruchnis. The more problems you have in ruchnis. That's the way it works. So, a person could think that these are real obstructions. These are real obstructions. And then, you can overcome them. With tremendous yata, the Shema Yaakovish Baruch Hu could allow you to overcome them. Over here we're saying something entirely different. There's nothing in the Olam Hazeh that can get in the way. It's mutba in the teva of the Briya Bishvil Yisrael u Bishvil HaTorah. And not only Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah, that it will have to forego its agenda for the sake of Yisrael and HaTorah, but this is the nature of the Olam Hazeh. Tanai Isna Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Sha'asa B'Riya, there was a Tanai. If it doesn't facilitate Matan Torah, there's no Olam. There's no Olam. Kiddushin al Tanai, if there's no Kiyum al Tanai, there's no Kiddushin. The whole gather of Olam, this is the nature of Olam Hazeh, that it allows, it appears to be blocking you. But if you persist, and you go with the Toikif, and you go the way Nachshon Ben Aminadov went, the Sli will split for you. It can't do otherwise. It's minanimna that it should do otherwise. It's minanimna that it should do otherwise. It's hepach, the teva of the Briya, that it should in any way block a Yid's progress towards Matan Torah. Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah. I just want to be much of one Hoysofa here, because we have a few extra minutes. That this is one Shlav, but there's another Oymek here, which is a deeper Oymek. And if you'll bear with me, you have 5 minutes, just to have a small insight into a whole deeper dimension over here. Rabbi Yisai, the Matara of Briyas HaOlam is not only that a Yid should have Nisyonis and withstand them, right, and come to Olam Haba with all the revach that you have from Torah mitzvahs. But somehow, throughout the process of being in this world, a person has to be mashchin, the shechina in this world. Has to make a mochin shifto yizbarich, to bring kedusha into Olam Hazeh. To bring kedusha into Olam Hazeh is part of the mission of a Yid. It's part of the mission of a Yid. A Yid has to bring kedusha every mitzvah that you do, and every mashv that you do, l'shem shamayim, and every b'chol d'checha d'ayu that you do, brings kedusha into the world. That's part of the mission statement of a Yid. To be bring kedusha into Olam Hazeh. Now, the ultimate plan is that this world should become a real makam of kedusha, just like the Beis Hamikdash was the makam for the Shechinah. Shlomo HaMelech was mafli. How could it be? Hashemayim, Shmei Hashemayim, lo yichal kelucha v'afki abayis hazeh. How could it be a bayis gashmi that should house, so to speak, kedusha, the Shechinah? But that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, that this Olam should allow for kedusha. And it says that when Mashiach comes, v'rol kol boso yachtov, u'molor es deyes Hashem, v'nigla kvoid Hashem, v'rol kol boso yachtov, kipi Hashem diber. Rol kol boso means that the boso ha-gashmi is going to see the kvoid Hashem in every chelak of the Briya. Kipi Hashem diber, meaning that the Dvar Hashem that's mahava the world, that makes the world, that gives the world its chiyus, will become visible even to the gashmi, to the eye. That's why Olam Hazeh will become a place that allows for Kedusha. Right? And this explains Shittas HaRamban, that the real Olam Atchi is going to be in this world. For thousands of years, he's going to come down to this Gashmistika world. This Gashmistika world won't obstruct. This Gashmistika world will be a place where you'll have the biggest Giluyim of Tved Hashem, no less than you have in Olam Ames, in Olam Eli. Because Gashmis is not necessarily, inherently, a steer for Kedusha. Now here's the thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mutba in the Teva, in every part of the Teva. It says, Elohim, Shem Elohim is Gematria HaTeva. In Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides. There is Nisim, Nisim Tzimidim, in every part of the Teva. When you have a Ness is a greater Gilui of Kvod Hashem. A Ness is a greater Gilui. A Ness is a tremendous Gilui of where you see things that you don't see in regular Anhaga of Teva. Now there's two possible ways that this can happen. You can have a nes which overrides the nature of Eilam Hazeh. So Eilam Kimin Hagei Noeg resists a nes. It negates a nes. It shalal the kiyum of a nes. A yam doesn't allow for kiyas yam, so it doesn't allow for kiyas yam. Yam says that you have to be noivea. You can't suddenly be split. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a koyach that's stronger, that overrides it, and dictates that the yam should split. That would mean that Olam Hazeh, the way it is, mitzad its chunus, mitzad its nature, cannot be a keli, cannot house, cannot contain, so to speak, this higher level of Gilui Kvod Hashem. A nes is a steerer to Olam Hazeh. So the greater level of Gilui Kvod Hashem, the world can't tolerate it, the world can't handle it, there's no room for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say to the world, I'm putting you aside, I'm not asking the rules of nature, I'm not asking the Yam what to do, I'm being Bekeh the Yam. When the Pasuk says, when the Medrash says, Tanai Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im HaYam, Tanai Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im HaYam, that when Bnei Yisrael want to go, the Yam should be Nifka. What this Medrash is telling us is on another level, Benoist is what we discussed earlier, is that the greatest levels of Gilui Kvod Hashem, the world is capable. The world was created in a way, Olam Hazeh, the Gashmis of Olam Hazeh, even the Cheva HaBriya, is one that allows for that Gilui to happen. It's not that there's something greater that overrides it and dictates that it should ignore its own nature. But the world, the true nature of Olam Hazeh, is to allow for the greatest Gilui of Kvod Hashem, even a nes which is the Maila Min HaTeva, is embedded, is implanted, is part of the DNA, so to speak, of the Olam Hazeh itself. And that's what means, Tanai Yisna Kadosh Baruch Hu Imayam. Tanai Yisna Kadosh Baruch Hu Imayam, that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mizgal in Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh allows for it. Olam Hazeh is not a steer for it. It's Musna Meikara. This is the way the Olam was Nivra. The Olam was created in such a way that it should allow for the Gilui of Kvod Hashem. So, just to summarize, Rabbi Yisrael, the things that appear to us to be a contradiction, to be a stira, to block the reality of Einoid Movadoi, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate rule over the world, that is not the true nature of the world. That is the world deceiving us. That is the world concealing its true essence. The true essence of the world is a means, a mechanism that allows for Yisrael and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for Torah. That's all it is. The nature of Olam Hazeh is such that it is there to facilitate and allow Kiyum HaTorah Ayidei Yisrael. And when it appears to be a stira to that, it's just Nira Le'inenu that way. The truth is that the greatest of oceans have to split. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matiyah Deteva Abriyah. Shkoyach.